Welcome back to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and we are continuing our conversation with Julianne Williams. I knew her from Cynthiana, Kentucky, back in the 90s, early 2000. She was unexpectedly a single mom, not by her choice, had to get a job, started at the radio station there in Cynthiana at WCYM, worked her way over up in the ranks of the radio world to KISS 96.9 FM, which I know a lot of people are familiar with, and climbed up the radio ladder, but unfortunately back in the early 2000s, she got a bad health report and has had some major health challenges over the past 15 years. And if you want to hear about just her incredible spirit of faith through this journey, I want to really encourage you to go back and listen to the previous two programs. You can listen to those podcasts that are available at your convenience 24/7 on our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. She shared, you know, about finding joy, and then yesterday we concluded about her, you know, her children. She's got three precious children, and they're struggling that their mom has not got long to live unless a miracle from God intervenes, and talking to them about finding that same peace that she has found throughout this. And, you know, that's got to be hard for your kids, Julie, as we kind of wrapped up yesterday, you know, because nobody wants to let go of their mom or dad. I lost my dad a couple years ago and was fortunate he had a great run to 74, but I know that you're a lot younger than that, and man, it's just got to be, as you said, really tough on your kids right now, yet you're trying to get them to trust Jesus, aren't you?
I am. I prayed so hard that, and I still do. I'm not giving up. I know that God is with me no matter what, and I just pray. My prayer through all this is that God be glorified, that God is praised, and that He is given the praise and the glory and the honor for everything that that I go through, and every little milestone that I get, everything that that God has for me in this, that's what I want.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, we all want to leave a legacy, Julie, and a lot of times we think it is if we win awards or, you know, have lots of money, big house, big car, all that stuff, but I know that that's not been God's plan for you, and yet you're definitely leaving a legacy of faith. And for those of us that are followers of Jesus, it's that great reminder is, what will people say, whether we're given, you know, 20 years on earth or 100, which most people don't get that, and yet you are really doing a phenomenal job with that. I want you to share with our listening audience, you know, you've been putting over the last, I'm not sure the exact time, but frame when you started, but on your Facebook post with these health updates over the past several years, you started putting "It Is Well With My Soul." Talk about how that came to place, please.
I just got to the point where I knew that it was all out of my hands. I couldn't change anything. I couldn't make anything better. But I also knew that God could, and He does every single day for me. He brings that peace, and it does pass all understanding. There's no way that I can explain the phenomenal peace that God just gives me, and I so want that for everybody. And it is well with my soul. Do I want to die? No. But I do want to praise God through all this, and to be what He wants me to be, and the outcome of this to be His will, and that He would continue to be with me. And like I said about my kids, you know, they're not happy. Of course, they have a lot of anger. They have a lot of pain. And again, I just hope and pray that they'll be able to get through this and just to know that. And I've always tried to teach them, you know, not teach, but tell them and live the kind of life that they would see that God is good, that God has a plan, He has a way for me, and I want them to know that and to praise God through it all, no matter what, because He is worthy. He's worthy to be praised, and I'll tell you, there is nothing like praising God and looking at Him and feeling His love and feeling His peace. I keep going back to peace, and that is exactly what I want for my kids.
Oh, Julie, we are just so inspired by you. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18 say, always be joyful, never stop praying, be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. And I know people are listening saying, you know, some of you like me grew up in the church a lot, and you hear that, you're like, yeah, that's true, and I need to do that. Yet if we're honest, when things get tough in life, a lot of times we get frustrated and want to know why we're uncomfortable and don't want to be joyful, and we even hesitate in praying, and we're definitely not thankful. Yet, friends, you've just seen and heard over the past 2.5 days here by Julie Ann Williams, a precious daughter of God who has got some major health challenges. She's living that. She's being joyful. She's not stopped praying. She's trying to encourage her children not to be angry at God. And she's being thankful in all circumstances, as that verse says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, for it's God's will for those who belong to Christ Jesus. And Julie, I know that I know that I know that you belong to Christ Jesus. And as somebody told me at my dad's funeral right before we started, said, you didn't lose your dad. We know where he is. And you can't lose something where you know where it is. And so I know you know where you're going. So when your time on this earth is done, it's just beginning. And if you don't get your healing on this side of earth, and we're still hoping for that and praying for that, you know your healing's coming with King Jesus, isn't it?
Absolutely. I have no doubt, no doubt whatsoever, that God is going to take care of me, that God is going to be my stay, my rock, and I just I want other people to know what that feels like.
Well, Julie, it's just been incredible for you sharing. I know it's taken a tremendous amount of strength and energy just to do these conversations we've had over the past few days. Thank you so much for letting your light shine for Jesus and letting us know that, like that song, It Is Well With Our Soul, that so many of us have sang during times with tears rolling down our faces, that you have modeled it, and I know you will continue to do that. Any closing words that you want to share with people here in the last couple minutes that we have?
Just I want people to know not just the peace, but to be strong in that peace and be the person that God has for me to be in the way that He wants me to do it. It's hard sometimes to let go and let God have control, and it took me a long, long time, 56 years, to realize that yes, God has this under control no matter what, and you know, like I said, I don't want to die. But if that's my lot, if that's what that God has for me at this point in my life, you can't ask for any more than the peace of knowing that what God has for you and what God plans for you is being manifest.
Amen. Well, Julie, this is kind of a powerful question, but we still got a little bit of time left. And, you know, we always wonder what people would say about us, you know, when we do have our homecoming celebration, a funeral. What would you want said about you at your homecoming celebration?
She loved. She loved. I can't begin to tell you how much it means to love people. And, you know, we think all the time, you know, we love people and everything, but you know what? It took me a long time to get to the point where I not only love people, but I finally got to the point where I could let people love me. And that that in itself is a part of the peace that you know, that I've talked about, that you know, I didn't let that happen for a long time, and I didn't know how to let it happen for a long time. But when you are able to open up and put yourself in a position to be loved and cared for, that is a feeling that not everybody gets, and I didn't for years, but now I do.
Well, you definitely have loved well, and the Bible talks about you reap what you sow, and unfortunately sometimes that's not good things in a lot of our cases, but for you, you have sowed a lot of love to people. You sowed it to me and hundreds of others in your time up in Harrison County in Cynthiana, Kentucky, and you've continued to do that throughout this journey of your major health challenges. In fact, now, as you know, the doctors have said that they'll just have to monitor because there's not anything they can do. Thank you for trusting God. Thank you for being an inspiration to me and countless others, and I know that you're going to bless many, many over these three programs that we've recorded, Julie. Just thank you so much for sharing your story of faith. We love you so much.
Thank you, Greg, and the feeling is definitely mutual, and I appreciate our friendship very, very much.
Well, you're a special lady, and can I pray for you as we wrap up today?
Yes, please.
Lord, we just lift up Julie Ann Williams to you, your daughter, and God, unfortunately, she has had a report from the doctors that there's not anything else they can do for her health challenges that she has, and yet, Lord, we know that you are on your throne, and so we humbly come and ask if you could provide a miracle for her to be healed, you would do that. But Lord, if for some reason she doesn't get her healing on this side of heaven, we know that she'll have it with you, and can't wait for that. But God, just be with her, be with her children, her precious grandchildren, and just enjoy every minute, every hour. And Lord, for all of us that are listening, it's a great reminder to make that phone call, that text, to send that card, to forgive, because life is precious. And Lord, most of all, just help us to do what Julie has done, and that is to love. Man, she just loves so faithfully and so unselfishly. So we ask you, put your angels around this precious daughter of yours, Julianne Williams. Help her to know how much we all love her and are praying for her, but most of all, how much you do. It's in the powerful name of Jesus I pray. Amen.